USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed in businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. A new survey finds Missouri is the most stressed-out state in the union. Residents there spend 3 hours a day worrying because of stress. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Janet Yellen, President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to run the Treasury Department, is telling the Senate Finance Committee that the government needs to act big with its next coronavirus relief package. Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal last week, saying it was a bold investment that was needed to jumpstart the economy and accelerate the distribution of vaccines to bring the virus under control. Job Creator CEO Alfredo Ortiz tells Fox News he disagrees.
Again, you know, when you look at the actual breakdown, just kind of highlighting and putting things into buckets, the Biden stimulus plan that he's laid out, it's basically the good, the not so good, and the really ugly. When you look at the good and things that we can support, for example, it's the expansion of the earned income tax credit. It's not, it's not as though it doesn't have any fraud in it, but it's a darn good efficient program. We like that idea of expanding it. We actually want to call it the Working Americans Credit. We think more people would actually use that. The child tax credit expansion, and then, frankly, more money for vaccination programs. We're going to start off a program. As you know, Neil, we support small businesses and we advocate for our small businesses. What we're saying is give them a shot in the arm by you getting one yourself. We need to get more people vaccinated.
More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.